All right, tech code at 508. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Psychology Today has an article that details how listening to nostalgia-evoking music has been linked with significant enhancements in memory.
Well, sure.
Yeah. You know, it unlocks your nostalgia. You start thinking about the old times when these songs were good to you.
Right. Remind you where you were when you heard the song.
Right. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean good songs from your childhood. It's just nostalgia.
Any
evoking.
Song.
Right. There's a lot of songs that I didn't like at all. But
Barbara Streisand, for example.
But it takes you right back.
I have good memories. I still just hate her music.
Typically, it's just being in the car with your mom.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
I remember those, too. There was a handful of just oldie songs that I remember that it instantly puts me in the backseat of the van again.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember.
But they did a study on this?
Not so much. It was more of an article that was posted detailing.
It was a step
ahead of the day. Nostalgia brings back memories, huh?
It was always baseball.
It's
like when you're listening to radio, you're listening to a baseball game or you're listening to a football game.
Yeah.
On Sunday, you turn the TV volume down, put the radio announcers on. Like, that's what Dad would do. Mom
that's
would just sing. Because she thought she could sing songs in the car, but you had no control.
Nope.
Mom would not let you change the station.
My mom would listen to a little bit of everything. She was a rocker chick.
Well, my problem is my mom would only listen to things that she wanted to sing.
Right.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand, I was like, Bee Gees, Anita Baker. It was just all the time.
When we used to watch football games, we would put on the radio broadcast and turn off the volume on TV. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, you just can't.
Because they don't time up.
Right.
No, yeah. After tracking 31 Powerball winners for a decade, the so-called lottery curse was found to be far less common than popular myth claims.
Of course it was.
All right.
Right. So they found that there was, of those, I think it was like three of them just blew it.
But, I mean, that's such an individual thing. Like, there's no study needed. You know, you win money. What you choose to do with it's your own business.
Correct.
And like, I won the lottery, I'm cursed. Like, no.
And different people do different things with that same
exactly,
amount of money.
Depending on where what walk of life they are.
Exactly.
I mean, you know people that if you got they got $1 million, they'd be dead in a year.
Correct.
Without a doubt.
They absolutely would. Right. Whereas others would take that million and turn it into 10 within that 10 years.
Yeah.
They'd be dead. Like, yeah.
If I were in my 20s and I want a million,
they might have a great year.
Yeah.
They'd have fun.
Seems extreme. They're dead.
Yeah.
A lot of OD or something, man.
Okay, first of all, you're going to buy the fastest car you can. I know that guy.
Yeah.
Or the fastest motorcycle. So it's not necessarily all these other things.
And the best drugs.
Yeah.
But I'd be dead in a year. Not now, but in my 20s. Like, oh, man.
It just depends on when you win, where you are in life. Are you single?
Okay.
Are you married with children? Because you're going to take that money and do different things with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hand it to my children.
What was that one guy in Ohio who won like he won some of the Powerball, Mega Millions, whatever.
Yeah.
Ends up going to Florida, getting arrested down there.
Oh, yeah.
And he keeps getting arrested. He's been arrested like four times.
Because he's stupid.
Everybody told everybody, I'm rich. I don't care. Arrest me.
They're like, we will.
And they did.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ted, what day is it, buddy? I only ask you because I know these two aren't celebrating it.
Tuesday?
Social Media Day. You're
right. Oh, all right.
Oh, great.
I don't have anything for a top 10 on that one. I just wanted to let you know. It's
Social Media Day?
Yeah, it's Social Media Day.
Okay.
I've done my social medias for the day. I hate social media.
Isn't social media every day?
It doesn't. Hey, it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is.
Do we have a National Watch TV Day?
That's when you're not on social media. Yeah.
I guarantee you there is. Hang on. National.
Well, it just seems silly. These people are on social media every day.
National Watch TV Day is held annually on my birthday, November 21st.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
All right.
There you go. All right.
Aren't you proud?
Calling off for the day, boys.
It's like the lottery on that one.
It's my birthday, but more accurately, it's National Watch TV Day.
See, you didn't hit the lottery, but somehow, out of all those days, it lands on your birthday.
Landed on the right one.
Do you actually watch TV on your birthday?
Depends on what's on. There's a football game on.
Right.
I don't know. What you getting at, Ted?
I don't know. You're always doing something or working or driving somewhere. I'm just like,
never
do you get actually sit down and watch TV on your birthday?
I get maybe a half hour's worth of TV.
Right.
Like, doggone it. Put your thinking caps on, Jess. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I'm so tired. Okay. I give you guys a 60% chance of success on this one. Steve, you currently hold a 4-day record on the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter B. Let me finish the entire thing. To be this is to be deprived or robbed of something, or to lack something that you need, want, or expect. It's also used as a synonym of bereaved.
You said it's an adjective?
It's an adjective. starts with the letter B. It's a synonym of bereaved, and to be this is to be deprived or robbed of something, or to lack something that you need, want, or expect.
Man, I got nothing on this one.
An elephant?
No. Ted, you got any guesses? Anything to throw out there?
Bamboozled?
Bamboozled. Steve, you got any final guesses?
Bereft.
By God, man, you got it.
All right.
The word is bereft. Jesus.
Never even heard of that word before.
Sure, it wasn't bamboozled.
It was not bamboozled.
Check it.
Wow. Bereft is the word.
All right.
Hang on, let me put that on there. 5 days in a row, Steve.
Start calling him Steve the Thesaurus.
Steve Thesaurus?
The Thesaurus.
Like Steve Thesaurus, because it still spells.
He seemed to know English words.
Well, yeah.
Jesus.
Comes in English handy words. In my day-to-day communications, brother.
Right, I just sound like I can't talk or read.
You know English words.
You know English words, good.
Yeah, it's my first language.
Thank you.
Miles, I've got good news and bad news. Good news, a man in Spain didn't have brain cancer like he thought he did.
What's the bad news?
Tell you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast our friends north of the border in Ottawa, Canada. That's right. Like a lot of cities that are super urban, they've decided they want to add a lot of green spaces. Or just say pedestrianized parts of the town, specifically downtown. So they're creating all these pocket parks, etc. Just getting people to play with their kids, take the dog for a walk, etc., etc. Not a bad thing, but as Canada is a country that speaks two languages, both French and English, they printed the street signs promoting this in both French and in English. Unfortunately, there's a small typo on the French signs that have been posted around town. So I'm sure I'm going to say this wrong, but the bright purple posters should have read Placetis Publique, which basically just means public park or public square. All right. So the ones in English do, in fact, say that. The ones in French were supposed to say that. Turns out, much like English, they left the L out of Publique. So now it reads Publique. And yes, that does, in fact, translate to pubic. So if you speak French and you're looking at these big purple signs all over
pubic
Ottawa,
park.
Pubic places.
Pubic
places, man, and with arrows and everything. They were up for about a week before they finally caught the typo. Canada being Canada, they were pretty cool about it. They said, hey, we accept human error. It's just our responsibility to take the signs down.
Yep.
So they fixed it. But yeah, so if you spoke French and you're looking for a pubic place, yeah, they're all over Ottawa. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!